Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Zedlines with Trista and Jack. In local news, content warning for references to child abuse. The Child Death Review Board released a report shedding light on a case involving a 16-year-old with intellectual disability and low-functioning autism spectrum disorder. The report revealed that, despite multiple concerns of alleged abuse, it took the Queensland Child Safety Department 6 months to investigate. Medical professionals, disability support workers, and school staff had previously expressed their concerns about potential neglect, as well as emotional and physical abuse in his home. Child Safety determined that the boy was at risk and placed him in residential care. Tragically, he died just 4 months later. The report did not specify the cause of death. The report found that this is not an isolated case where the department did not investigate sooner and placed more focus on the child's disability than its ability to protect the child. In more local news, the Moreton Bay Council has officially ordered homeless people at Gayunda Arboretum Park to leave their camping grounds because they pose a health risk to the surrounding community. The council gave them up to Sunday to pack their tents away. This move comes after the council found human waste, vermin, and used syringes from a public health review. The campers were previously offered temporary accommodation when they were evicted for a food and wine festival in December. However, many were not approved of social housing or provided alternative accommodation despite an offer from Department of Housing staff. The council had also previously banned homeless people from keeping pets or sleeping in vans on public land. In national news, billionaire Clive Palmer has lost his high court bid to re-register his United Australia Party. This comes after the party was voluntarily deregistered after the last federal election. The United Australia Party received a combined total of 600,000 votes for the House of Representatives and over 5,000 votes for the Senate. The High Court ruling means candidates cannot associate with the United Australia Party on the ballot within the upcoming federal election.
Content warning for references to racism. The ABC has dropped part of its defence in the wrongful dismissal lawsuit brought against it by Antoinette Latouf. Latouf was hired to do the morning show for 5 days on ABC Sydney. She was let go after only 3 days after sharing an Instagram post by the Human Rights Watch stating that Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war. Latouf claims she was fired for her race and political opinions. The defense that the ABC has now dropped stated, "Whether there is a Lebanese, Arab, or Middle Eastern race is a complex, multifaceted question of the fact. The facts must be proven." In international news, a United States member of Congress has put forward a bill authorizing the president to enter in negotiations over acquiring Greenland and renaming it Red, White, and Blue Land. In a statement on the Republican Representative Buddy Carter's website, the congressman outlines the importance of Greenland for United States national security and that we will proudly welcome its people to join the freest nation ever to exist when our negotiator-in-chief inks the monumental deal. Greenland's government has stated that it is open to cooperating with the United States, but insists that the country is not for sale. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers later today. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11. We'll be back tomorrow with more Zedlines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.com.au.